96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. More than 50 cyclists gathered in Hayward on Saturday as part of Unity Rides happening across the country in memory of Alex Preddy. Preddy was a 37-year-old ICU nurse who lived in the Minneapolis area and was active in the local cycling community. His death last month at the hands of federal immigration agents has sparked memorial rides nationwide. Riders met at New Moon Bike and Ski before heading to the Hayward Hospital trails on fat tire bikes to take part in the memorial ride. Among them was a local nurse, Susan Bauer. She wore a shirt that read, "United We Stand, Divided We Fall," with the names Alex Preddy and Renee Good printed on it.
I decided to ride because I stand in solidarity with the people of Minnesota and across the United States who are protesting against the overreach of our government and their activities, their immigration enforcement activities.
Bauer says seeing video of Preddy's death was traumatic.
Just seeing this from our own government killing one of our own citizens was just too much. And it was the same reaction with Renee Good. It was just outright murder, in my opinion.
She says unity is especially important during times like this.
We have a democracy, and it's the duty of people to speak out if they see our government not representing us in the way that we expect them to.
Thomas Thornquist from Minneapolis says he wanted to show support and honor Preddy.
Like Minneapolis is doing now, they're showing that when people unite for the right reasons, it makes a difference and change can happen.
The ride was one of many held across the country to remember Preddy and bring cyclists together in solidarity. As the Democratic field for governor stays large, the Republican side has thinned out. Lisa Hale explains why.
A Republican candidate for governor is endorsed by President Donald Trump. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who's the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has always been at his side. And as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a longtime supporter of Trump, launched his gubernatorial campaign in Wausau back in September. Following the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will now face medical service technician Andy Mansky in the August 11th Republican primary.
Scammers are using the tactic of impersonating local government entities and officials to obtain money for fake tax bills and other fees like building permits or zoning submissions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received reports from individuals, businesses, and even government entities of being targeted in this manner. Scammers will use email and text messages that seem legitimate with well-written details, sometimes impersonating specific individuals using official government logos, street addresses, and titles. They may ask potential victims to immediately wire money to avoid late fees, fines, legal action, or even arrest. Scammers try to instill a sense of urgency to get you to act out of fear of retribution. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends using verified contact information for local government entities, officials, and utility providers, and to be suspicious of unsolicited or suspicious contact. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released a Wisconsin Food Waste Evaluation Report. It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going into landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030 compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. You can learn more about the Food Waste Evaluation Report on the DNR's website. The Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for student volunteers for this year's Berkey Giant Ski Race, and it comes with a fundraising boost for local groups. Students will help carry the oversized giant skis from the finish line back to the start after each race. School teams, student clubs, nonprofit youth groups, and extracurricular organizations are all invited to take part. Volunteers are needed at 4:45 p.m. on February 19th. The race runs from 5 p.m. to about 7 p.m. Groups that participate will receive a donation to support their program. To sign up or get more information, email robyn@haywardareachamber.com. This week is Sled Safe Weekends, and the DNR will be increasing patrols to ensure all snow enthusiasts get home safely. 6 snowmobile fatalities have already happened this year, and alcohol is among the top factors in fatal crashes. DNR officials urge operators to ride safely and sober for themselves, for others sharing the trails, and for those waiting for their return. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you noticed a jump in price at your local gas station this week, you're not alone. Melissa Kay reports.
Average gas prices rose 4.8 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $2.54 on Monday. This is 10.2 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and more than 37 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say seasonal trends will now begin as the West Coast starts to transition to summer gasoline. Those pressures are expected to gradually push eastward in the weeks ahead, potentially driving the national average back above the $3 per gallon mark. GasBuddy officials say average prices could linger at that level for at least part of the spring.
I'm Melissa Kay.
Wisconsin lawmakers haven't done enough to reduce tobacco usage in the state. That's according to the American Lung Association. Its data says tobacco use kills nearly 8,000 Wisconsinites every year, making it the leading cause of preventable death and disease both in the state and across the country. The American Lung Association releases a review on tobacco control each year, in which Wisconsin typically receives mostly failing grades. The review awards letter grades to states based on 5 categories. Wisconsin received F grades in tobacco prevention and cessation funding, access to cessation services, and flavored tobacco products, as well as a D grade for tobacco taxes. Now, the state did receive a B grade in a final category, ensuring smoke-free air. The American Lung Association is calling on state lawmakers to raise Wisconsin's legal age of sale for tobacco products to 21, protect the statewide smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between cigarettes and e-cigarettes. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is co-sponsoring legislation to redirect billions of dollars earmarked for immigration and customs enforcement in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill to local law enforcement agencies. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly with the story.
According to a press release, the Public Safety Act would redirect nearly $75 billion in funding to help hire and train around 200,000 local police officers around the country. The legislation was originally proposed by Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto from New Mexico. Of that nearly $75 billion, $45 billion would be reallocated to the BURN-JAG program to fund support training, crime victim assistance programs, and crime prevention. Nearly $30 billion would be reallocated to the COPS hiring program. In the press release, Senator Baldwin says it's clear that President Donald Trump's ICE is out of control and the influx of masked, armed, and untrained agents is making communities less safe. She says ICE doesn't need a blank check and the funding should be used to double down on investing in local police to ensure safety. I'm James Kelly.
A new survey shows Wisconsin employers don't think students are prepared for the workforce. The survey from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce finds that over half of responding employers say Wisconsin's K-12 education system does not adequately prepare students for the workforce. Survey data shows 64% of employers indicated their employees struggle with reading, math, or both. 30% of respondents say they have to resort to remedial education or tutoring for employees. According to the survey, only 10% of Wisconsin employers rate the quality of their local school district as excellent. The city of Green Bay is facing backlash after it cited a nonprofit for housing the homeless. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has that story.
Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary got a citation for offering shelter to the homeless during the recent dangerously cold weather. In a Facebook post offering additional context and clarification, city leaders say it's important to emphasize the city's actions are not intended to discourage compassion or community-based efforts to help people in crisis. The city says it received formal complaints about activities at the property, and city inspectors are required to apply zoning, building and fire safety, and public health regulations. Comments responding to the city's post questioned the safety of unhoused people sleeping outside in the extreme cold. The city said they'll be reaching out to Safe Haven to work together for a long-term solution. I'm Connie Fellman.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options. Isabella Nieto has more.
Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search their address on FEMA's MAP Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. I'm Isabella Nieto.
According to the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts 2021 Assessment Report, the past decade has been the wettest on record. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in Illinois tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Champaign to take on the Fighting Illini at Assembly Hall, now called State Farm Center. The Badgers coming off that loss at Indiana on Saturday. Illinois has dropped from 5th to 8th ranked in the nation after losing to Michigan State. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Orlando, 118-99 to the Magic. Those two teams face off again 6 p.m. tomorrow night in Florida. Baseball, Brewers manager Matt Arnold met with reporters about acquiring two left-handed pitchers, but trading away third baseman Caleb Durbin to the Boston Red Sox in the deal.
You know, we really like the defense on our infield, but you also start looking at the future here with guys like Jesus Madé and, you know, Cooper Pratt and Luke Adams, and we feel like we have the ingredients now to weather the loss of somebody like Caleb Durbin, who obviously meant a lot to our franchise, but we feel really good about the infield depth.
That's the Brewers general manager Matt Arnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 20s to near 30 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the mid-teens for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high once again upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.